Okay, hola, it's Kai Pacha with the weekly Pele report for April 29th, 2020. It is. Moon is in Cancer. Freaking water sign. I set out this morning to head out to the waterfall. What happens? It starts raining. I'm not gonna hike up to the waterfall in the rain. So then I go to drive up to the top of the mountain, and the road turns into mud. And I almost get stuck. I have to back down in reverse. This is the Sun conjunct Uranus, conjunct Mercury, conjunct Black Moon Lilith. I mean, look at that chart at the beginning of the report. Now I'm just looking for some natural place to do a reading. I don't have any idea what is out here. Fortunately, I made it back, but good God. You know, this is the moon opposite Jupiter-Pluto. We're going to talk about this Jupiter-Pluto. And then the moon is going to go into Leo tonight. And what then? Opposed Saturn. Mercury is conjunct Uranus, cruising along with the sun. I mean, they're exactly conjunct next Monday. Okay. But, you know, they may as well be conjunct all week. They're cruising along together. They're passing, you know, Uranus, and Black Moon Lilith is right there, right along with them. You know, it's just really, she's in Taurus for a little while. She is going to go retrograde back into Aries all the way. And she's moving pretty quick. She will conjunct Chiron. She stations and goes direct on Chiron May 16th. So that's our Black Moon Lilith. Oh, well, we can see through some of the clouds a little bit down here. That is the city of San Jose down there. That's the state. You see the stadium down there? I should pause for reflection. In the meantime. So yeah, Venus. Let's talk about Venus. Venus and Gemini, the twins. Yeah, you know, she's going up there and, you know, she's going to be in Gemini from April 3rd until August 7th. She's doing her whole retrograde going on in Gemini. And she's going to stay there for 4 months. So we can talk about that a little bit. And the moon, like I say, she's going into Leo. We're going to have the moon squaring. This is tomorrow. The moon is going to square the sun, Mercury, Uranus, Lilith. Okay, so that is quite a square. What the heck is over here anyway? I hope I'm not out here with the bulls or something. Oh, God. Anyway, Venus comes around and squares Neptune. I mean, basically all week, but it's exact on Sunday. Oh, look at this. Looks like a little party place here. We've got the there's a couch for me to do the Pele report. I tell you, Costa Rica, you never know what you're gonna find, you know. Look at this. We got a little bit of a view here. Absolutely something else if it doesn't start raining. All right, well, it is starting to rain. I'm gonna get soaking wet. Ah, jeez. All right, you see, that's the mountain. I had to come down off that frickin' mountain in order to do the report today. Just kidding. That's not Costa Rica, that's Bali. If you can't tell. Anyway, what are we talking about here today? We've still got Taurus, the bull, fixed Earth, and the sun moving through Taurus, you know, right? You know, with Uranus. Uranus is sudden, unpredictable events that force us to individuate, force us to reinvent ourselves, push us outside the norm, outside the conventional, outside the ordinary. Okay, into the future. Uranus is the future. It's opening the third eye, liberation, awakening, and it's the nervous system. Some people like Uranus. It's very exciting. The future, science, let's experiment. Let's try this, let's try that. Let's do this. Da, 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 da. And other people are like, change? Leave the safe, solid, sound routines that I've been doing for such a long time. And what's Taurus? Fixed Earth. Does Taurus like to change? Vishnu, sustain, maintain, build, gather. And then we have Mercury coming along. Now, Mercury is the lower octave of Uranus. Uranus is like genius, and Mercury is thoughts and thinking and communication, right? So they're like an octave down. So that, actually, this can be a time where we come up with ingenious new ways of handling our lives and our money and our economy and our food. And Taurus, this is self-sufficient survival, food, clothing, shelter, money, procreation, sex, how we also then procreate. Part of the survival of the species has to do with procreation. So the Taurus Scorpio axis is also the sex axis, right? And so Uranus coming through Taurus is also disturbing our normal dating routines and our normal ways of coupling and getting together, okay? And Uranus is what? Technology, World Wide Web, okay? It's like, new ways. In fact, I saw this, article about how there's, sex toys they're inventing, and it's like, there's a big boom with sex toys and self-pleasuring, toys, for people at home, isolated, alone, pleasuring themselves. So this is, this is this Taurus energy. And then here comes the moon, okay, going to square that from Leo. And this is kind of more what I, getting to the point of what I wanted to talk about today. With this Venus in Gemini and the mantra, okay, the plan. We've got some plans in the United States. They want to reopen the economy, okay? Spain, Italy, different places are, relaxing. The big focus is on Sweden, who, never went into lockdown anyway. So we've got different approaches from different countries, from different governments, okay? And, it's kind of how do we reopen and go, go forward? And there's a couple of different ways of doing that. And, today I've got links to three different, videos. Well, one is an article, and two of them are YouTube videos that if you want to know more about where I'm coming from, you can check out these videos. And, the first one I'm going to say is about the Spanish flu in 1918. Okay. And, it's like, first I thought, this is like the first time anything like this has ever happened. If you go back, check out this video. It's almost the exact same replica. Okay. The Spanish flu and the coronavirus. I feel like Trump here, Anyway. It came out of nowhere. They still don't know the origins of it. Okay, so they don't know where it came from. It was highly deadly, killed people within days, 10 days of getting it or whatever. It was highly contagious. It spread all over, okay, millions of people, 50 to 100 million people died. And I'm going to put on a graph, maybe at the beginning or the end of this, there's this graph where it came in a wave and then it went away and then he came back, okay, five times the intensity before it went away. And then there was a third wave that it came up again before it finally went away. And it was all through, you know, it was actually April of 1918 and all the way through, okay, you know, 1919. It was over a year. And they isolated people. And some cities, like I think it was St. Louis and Philadelphia or something, they had different approaches. Some people came out and, you know, stopped isolating, and they had double the number of deaths. As like St. Louis that stayed shut down longer. Very interesting. I mean, this is just like, can we just like go back and look at history? Chiron was in the early degrees of Aries, just where he is now for the Spanish flu. Jupiter was conjunct Pluto, just like he is now for the Spanish flu. And it's interesting, in 1918, the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction was in Cancer. And now it's opposite in Capricorn. So we have this interesting thing. You know, the Cancer Capricorn axis is the genetic axis. It's our genes. It's our DNA. And we could say that part of this is like we're going through kind of maybe a DNA modification. It's but, you know, I don't want to get into, you know, theories. I've had enough theories. The main thing that I want to say is right now they're still in a place of discovery. They're still in a place of scientifically investigating. And I feel like, you know, when it comes to a lot of these theories and situations, to me, this is a time where the house is on fire. The house is on fire. Okay, people are dying. I don't, you know, if people think that they're over the curve, we're not over the curve. The numbers are still rising, particularly in the United States. If anybody's not over the curve, it's the United States. The other video that I want to put on there, it's very interesting. It's a plan for coming back. And first I want to say that the first thing you can do with that is I listen to it at 3/4 0.75 speed. You got to slow this lady down. Whoa. She talks so fast and draws so fast. It's like the first time I tried to listen, it was like, it's like, shh. So the nice thing about YouTube is you can listen to these videos at a slower speed. But even there, it's a little erroneous because she says, oh, we've kind of reached the top of the curve and we're on our way down. And it's like, no, you're not. It would be nice if we were, but we're not. Okay, so, you know, this is, but the whole rest of that video is very interesting because she points out that there are two different ways. This is Venus in Gemini, okay, and Venus in Gemini is trining this Mars in Aquarius. And I didn't talk about it, but after Leo, the moon moves into Virgo, and then she goes into Libra, we're going to have a nice grand trine. When the moon moves into Libra, she's going to trine Venus, trine Mars. It's probably like early next week. And this can be a time where there is a lot of innovation and ideas, people getting together. This is another aspect of what I want to be talking about. Anyway, so we have this time period of Venus moving through Gemini. She goes forward, turns retrograde, comes all the way back, okay, into the teens or less, and down, you know, down to like 7 degrees or something, goes direct until August 7th, okay? She's in this Gemini phase. And Gemini is very interesting. Castor and Pollux. Yeah, Castor and Pollux. You know, they were twins, but you know what? One was heavenly, the other was mortal. So they came out, you know, in very different ways, okay? And it made me think of these very respected, they're dead now, but they are political theorists or scientists, or back in the, you know, a long time ago, Hobbes and Rousseau. Two different approaches. And here they are. Okay, the number one is Hobbes. We would call him the realist. We would call him that people, he lived during the war, okay, and, you know, during World War I or whatever, and it was just like, you know, people are, you know, they want to fulfill their desires. Call it narcissism, call it selfishness, call it survival, okay, call it animal instinct, whatever. People are just like, you know, I want to make money, I want to get back to my job, I want to get to work, I want to, you know, it's just like, yeah. So, you know, there's this drive, there is this push, right? And, you know, one of them is, you know, that we just want to go back to work. We want to go back to the, you know, way things were. Like Wuhan, look at Wuhan, okay? You know, the virus came along and they've got pictures, you know? It's like the smog disappeared. They had blue sky in Wuhan for the first time in years. Now, guess what? Boom, right back to where they were. Smoggy, stinky, you can't even freaking breathe, because they're trying to make up. All the manufacturing that stopped is now going like double time, okay, to like make up for all that lost money, okay, and all that lost, you know, income. So, you know, this is Hobbes. Okay, let's get back to work, get back in there, you know, Georgia, okay, whatever, open up, you know, just, you know, we just want this over with, and we want to, you know, meet our needs and our desires and fulfill ourselves and da 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 da. And if we happen to spread the virus or whatever, you know, it's mostly old people with diabetes or overweight or heart problems anyway, you know, it's like, it's just kind of like, you know, whatever, it's, you know, we're culling the herd, you know, it's like cold-blooded, cold-hearted, I mean my, yeah, I want my Budweiser, man. Okay, so this is this one, and the other is Rousseau. And Rousseau was more of a naive person, or more optimistic, or more believed in the ability of humanity to evolve, to transform, and to develop morals, morality. Very interesting that Capricorn and Saturn have to do with morals and ethics and integrity. And, you know, this as being the basis, hopefully, or the foundation of the laws and the institutions that govern society, which is what politics is about. So, you know, we have this whole, you know, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto conjunction. And, you know, next year, Jupiter and Saturn are going to be, you know, joining together in Aquarius. It's Capricorn and Aquarius that have to do with the socio-political institutions that really create order. And this, you know, these are systems, and we can say healthcare systems, banking systems, you know, stock markets, you know, World Health Organizations, you know, vaccinations, you know, Google, and you know, tracking, and, you know, testing, you know, methods and systems, food production, you know, and the food supply systems. I mean, this is all very, very social oriented. It's not I, me, my. It's not my needs and my desires and, you know, whatever happens with, you know, other people that I don't know. It's like, New York, you know, I live in Texas. I live in Colorado, you know, it's like what's going on in New York is there, you know, it's just like, no, right, you know, we're in this, this is very interesting. We could even say that this Rousseau is saying that society It's when individuals come together in community, they come together in groups, and they create social orders and laws and rules that care for each other. And it moves into a more of a selfless scenario. Okay. And so when there's this video, there is this, let's just, you know, open up the beaches, open up the theaters, open up the hair salons, get back to work, open up the country, whatever, you know, get going, get things back to normal. Like, don't change anything. Okay, you know, destroy the EPA, okay? You know, roll out that 5G as fast as we can. You know, it's like we've got to make up for these lost months, okay? We've got to produce more, eat more, get those oil prices back up, you know, boom, 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 get those oil pumps pumping, okay? It's just like, you know, did we learn? Are we evolving? Are we growing? I want to point to this time period as a time where we are birthing a new paradigm, where we can invent, we can reinvent ourselves, reinvent our politics, reinvent our governments and our systems and our, you know, it's like this is an opportunity. There's been a global reset. Do we want to go back? Okay, you know, like Hobbes, or do we want to like go forward into a new paradigm where we have and we care for and it's heart-centered? And just because they're old or obese or have diabetes, okay, it's about love. It's about caring for each other. Even those that we don't know, even those that are not in our families or our, you know, friends and circles. And it's like, you know, this is the age of Aquarius. We're going to be moving into this age of Aquarius. And that age of Aquarius can be Hobbes. Or Rousseau, okay, you know, and we can recreate, okay, you know, we can just like really look at what we're doing to the soil, to the forests, you know, with the climate change, you know, with the rising oceans, with the pollution of our rivers and streams and air and da 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 da, you know, this is an opportunity to reflect, to meditate. Pluto went retrograde. Venus will be going retrograde. Saturn and Jupiter will be going retrograde within weeks. We're going into May, June, July, and August into September retrograde. And what is that retrograde about? You'll probably hear me saying this for the next 4 or 5 months, but I think the perfect analogy is I was cutting my grass yesterday, you know, and it was high because I haven't cut it. You know, I've been too busy, but, you know, and you get out there and the grass is too tall. So you push and then you see, oh my goodness, you know, I missed a bunch. So what do? You go retrograde. You go back over the same territory, okay? The same issues, the same problems, the same grass, the same kind of stuff. You know, this is reflect, you know, redo, recut, reorder, restructure. We have an opportunity across this time period now to open our hearts and to take care and be concerned. Okay, about what we are doing to the planet, to each other, to the elderly, to those who are weak, to those who are not productive and who are not part of the machine. Are we about the machine? Are we about, you know, this economic machine? Or are we about people? Are we about quantity or are we about quality? This is, I'm encouraging us now to, you know, like the mantra today says, I'll just, you know, spit out the mantra, right? You know, I sit alone in silence to contemplate the plan and ask Great Spirit to explain so I can understand. What I'm saying is that everything that happens, you know, in astrology, there's no accidents. Okay, there's no coincidences. We are all part of this matrix. The biosphere, the ecosphere, the galaxy, the cosmos, however you want to look at it. You know, with Kundalini Yoga, we've got these 10 bodies and our auric field and our magnetic field. We are all just like interacting, and it's like there is the unified field theory. And this isn't, you know, what we're doing now is, you know, we are harvesting. Somebody gave me a hard time. They said, you know, because I said Mother Nature in our, you know, in the last report was telling us to go to our room. And they said, oh, that's old paradigm. You know, I don't believe in punishment. It's not punishment. It's consequences. Saturn is the planet of consequences. You know, and in the third dimension of time and space, when you do an action, there is a reaction. And what I'm saying is that viruses are toxins, toxins that are released from stressed out cells. And I don't care if they're humans or bats or whatever they're, you know, wherever it came from. And this is the other thing, you know, the house is on fire. Now is not a time to be blaming, pointing fingers, looking at the source or da, 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 after the fire is over. Okay, when the house is burnt down, then you go in and you investigate, was it arson? Okay, was it, you know, on purpose? Was it an accident? You know, did they leave the stove on? I mean, it's like after the emergency is over, come out with all of your stuff about, oh, who's doing it and why and where. It's like right now, could we just take care of each other? Could we just stay home and save lives? Could we just, you know, let this go away and not be trying to return to a past that has not been healthy? We have had an opioid crisis. We've had high suicide rates. We've had, you know, people going nuts. We've had autism, you know, super on the rise. We've had You can go through, okay, you know, the sickness and the illness on a mental level, on an emotional level, on a physical level over the last 10 years, 20 years has just gone. And now all I'm saying is, and you can just mark my words, okay? It's 2020. You think this is going to be over in 9 months, a year, 18 months? Absolutely not. It's not going to be over until we evolve, until we learn, until we stop stressing out. The plants, the animals, the fish, the rivers, the streams, the oxygen, the air, the forest, the trees. I mean, this is going to, if it's not this virus, it's going to mutate into another virus. And if it's not that virus, the oceans are going to rise and the more hurricanes are going to come and the droughts are going to come and the da, 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 da. I'll tell you what, it's going to be one thing after another, after another, after another. We are getting pushed to grow and to expand and open up our awareness to the fact, okay, that we are one. Neptune in Pisces, there till 2025, okay? Uranus not coming into Gemini till 2026, okay? You know, Eris, okay, emerging, coming closer and closer to the ecliptic, not until 2076. Does Eris cross the ecliptic? And she's coming in with her swords ablazing. You know, this is just like, I'm, you know, it, to me, okay, we've got like 6 years of look at ourselves And, you know, Pluto moving into Aquarius is, you know, I mean, this is the beginning. Okay. We are entering the birth canal. So, you know, just watch these things that the article that I'm giving a link for, it is in Spanish, but you can Google Hobbes and Rousseau. And then the other videos about the Spanish flu, and how we've kind of like been here, done this before. And the third one is a plan for reopening the economy that says if we go too fast, we're going to get a huge spike, which is almost inevitable anyway. Even if we go slow next fall, right? Just look at the chart for the Spanish flu. It's the second wave. Okay, is more intense than the first. But if we go very slowly, and I've got some other ideas and plans about how that can happen. I've been listening to some very good economists that have some very ingenious ideas as to how to go about this reopening the economy in a snail pace, and not without millions of tests. So we don't even have the tests, okay, to be reopening anything. You know, I mean, it's just like, this is like so premature. It's almost pathetic. I sit alone in silence to contemplate the plan. The plan to me is the cosmic plan, the divine plan. Okay, you know, the highest expression of humanity's plan. That's the plan I'm talking about. There's lots of different plans. But, you know, I'm saying that spirit, great spirit, has a plan. And we can tap into that through meditation, through silence, through, you know, whatever, beating your drum. Yeah, it's like, shoo, flat. I'm on a rant today. Well, I got a little pissed off at the, you know, I mean, it's been. Anyway, what's the rest of the mantra? I'm going to start over and just finish this thing. I sit alone in silence and contemplate the plan and ask Great Spirit to explain. So I can understand. These are uncertain times. Things are not explained. We don't know what's going on. It's not a good time to be making decisions and choices that have long-term effects and can kill other people. This is a time to hunker down. Taurus, stay low, lay low, baby. Namaste, aloha. So much love.